He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
September the 12th, this is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a horrible day in the market on Friday, and I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend what to do about it. We'll get to that here in a bit. Right now we have the S&P 500 now moving into the positive territory. It's up 3.2 points. That puts it at 2,131. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which was flirting with 18,000 last week, we're up to 18,091. The Dow has now turned green positive momentarily here. It is up 6 points. The NASDAQ is up 15 points. Pretty good day for the NASDAQ after Friday's drubbing. The NASDAQ is at 5,141. Crude oil is down 1%. Crude oil is at $46.01. We have gold down $8 per ounce. Gold is at $1,326 per ounce. Silver down 43 cents per ounce. Silver is at $18.85. We have the euro at 1.1235. The 10-year bond, which just absolutely got crushed on Friday, along with the REITs and the utilities and other interest rate-sensitive instruments, you got the 10-year clear back to 1.69% right now. Meanwhile, the Russell 2000, the small-cap index, is down 0.5% right now, and the U.S. The U.S. dollar. Okay, so welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, Friday was a bad day in the market. There's no question about that. It took a drubbing. And what was that drubbing all about? One Fed Governor Rosencrantz, who said that a rate hike might be coming sooner rather than later. Now, I don't know if this is all orchestrated, if they're all talking amongst one another and they're preparing the markets for a rate hike, or if they're all just giving their own opinions, because Ms. Yellen last Friday in Wyoming sounded rather dovish. But it was a bad day for the market. It really caused a spill in the market, his comments. And I don't think that the nuclear test in Korea, North Korea, that is, helped the markets at all. That always tends to cause some jitters, especially a couple of days before 9/11, which was commemorated yesterday. But it was a bad day. And we'll get more Fed speak this week. In fact, Friday was probably the worst day I've seen this year, maybe, for the bond market, for the REIT market, and for the utility market. And, of course, the stock market went down also. So we'll see what the Fed has to say for themselves this week. Obviously, the market is very in tune with the Fed right now. I think that the Fed is a bigger driver of markets right now than energy prices. And I still think that a Fed rate hike is coming in December, which brings up the next point. Is the Fed political? We have a big election in November. Will the Fed raise rates in September right before the big election? Now, they say they're not a political. I say baloney. They're absolutely political. They do whatever President Obama wants them to do. That's my opinion. Now, here's the real crux of the matter. Here's the bottom line. Will a rate hike in December kill the bull market? That was the subject of my newsletter over the weekend, and that's what we'll be talking about today. Will a rate hike by the Fed in December kill the bull market? That's been going since March of 2009. Well, we've got a few more scares in the market here today, although we have turned green here momentarily. Hillary Clinton's health, I'm sure, is a little bit of a worry for the market. Just how bad is her health? Why did she not disclose the pneumonia diagnosis? Is there underlying health problems? And who knows what Trump's health is like right now? So we've got something else to worry about. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank, this is the fourth large bank to weigh in on the bond market in the last few weeks. Deutsche Bank says that the generation-long bull market in bonds is over. If you're projecting, if your financial planner, if your asset allocator is projecting the kind of returns, historic returns, that bonds have given over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, over the last 25 years, you are way off in your projections. We've had a bull market for the last 35 years. Interest rates have gone from 16% down to 1.5%, 1.68% today. Do you know what that's done for the bond market? Now you've got to project over the next 3 years, the next 5 years, the next 7 years, the next 10 years. There's no way you can use projections that have been valid in the past. In my mind, asset allocation model, the asset allocation model, has been turned upside down on its head. Target is to hire 70,000 employees for the holiday season. Hey, you got a couple of lazy kids living in the living room playing video games? Send them down to Target. Have them fill out an application. Have them stock the shelves for Christmas. Have them help out. 70,000 jobs available at Target soon. Celgene, biotech company, has an encouraging candidate for Crohn's disease. We'll have to see what kind of impact that has on the stocks. Overall, the biotech stocks have been pretty cool recently. There's a merger in the fertilizer industry. Oh, boy. A couple of stinky stocks getting together. Potash and Agrium are going to merge to make one big stinky stock. You know what? They've had their day in the sun, believe it or not. Back during the boom in China, I remember when the fertilizer stocks were one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It takes nutrients to grow crops. Corn needs nutrients. Soybeans need nutrients. Tomatoes need nutrients. I'm a gardener. I love getting my hands dirty. I love digging through the dirt. We got to add a little bit once in a while, even to the lawn, to keep it green. Big business, Potash and Agrium to merge. Well, today we're going to talk about a very big issue. It's the biggest issue in the market right now, and that's the Fed. On Friday, you found out just how interest rate sensitive your portfolio is. In fact, several newsletters ago, the headline was, "Is your portfolio too interest rate sensitive?" Well, I wrote about that on Friday. If you have 70% of your portfolio in the bond market, you found out just how interest rate sensitive your portfolio is. Now, the stock market got hit too. Let's not forget, it's not immune. But the interest rate sensitive stocks took it the worst on Friday. They really got clobbered. Will a rate hike by the Fed and a series of rate hikes by the Fed, looks like in 2017, kill the bull market, which began in March of 2009? Well, that's the subject of today's show. We'll go through the evidence. I'll lay out the facts. It comes down to the facts. There's facts leaning in one direction. There's facts leaning in another. We'll put them on the balance of scales, and I'll let you know what I said in my newsletter over the weekend, how to react to this big sell-off that we had on Friday. I saw plenty of headlines over the weekend. I saw plenty of doomsday guys This is the week the market's going to crash. Of course, they've been saying that now for the last 20 years. I've seen doomsday predictions. I've seen other people say that this should be bought, this correction in the market. You know, these things come along from time to time. It's part and parcel of being in the market, but it's how you react and how you read it and how you analyze it and what you do going forward that makes all the difference. And I'll just let you know, I spent 12 hours on Friday, another couple hours Saturday morning, going through all the numbers, going through all the facts, looking at hundreds of charts, and I'll let you know what I decided. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the first thing we need to do is dissect Friday's big drop in the market. What a way to start a weekend. Here we are. The market's made some really nice gains recently. And it probably took about a week's worth of work out of the market on Friday, maybe a little bit more than that. The utility sector got absolutely clobbered on Friday. I've been warning about the utility sector. I sold it in early July. The REIT sector got absolutely annihilated on Friday. I've also been warning about the REIT sector. The big cap dividend payers got taken apart on Friday. They've been bought up like there's no tomorrow by dividend chasers. You can't blame people, folks, investors, retirees, looking for dividends in today's world of negative interest rates and very low interest rates, which has been brought about by the Fed. The problem is when you get a feeding frenzy, when there's too much demand for any asset class, they were driven up to unsustainable valuation levels. That comes into play big time. You can't ignore valuation in any asset class, in any sector, or in any stock. But even worse on Friday was the bludgeoning that the bond market took. Now, the bond market is still okay, all right? I'm not gonna tell you to sell all your bonds tomorrow. But having said that, I have less than 1 or 2% exposure to the bond market, and I don't care what the age of my client is. That's not a factor. The bigger factor is when you've had this kind of performance for the last 1, 3, 5 years that is so outsized versus what's normal, and when you have interest rates at 1.68% when historically they've averaged 6 to 10%, that just changes the dynamics of that whole risk-to-reward ratio. But the traditional asset allocators are going to continue to do what they've been trained to do. And they base that allocation on your age and on your risk profile. But suffice it to say, if you're in your 70s, you own a heck of a lot of bonds at the current time. Deutsche Bank chimed in today. Last week, I think it was J.P. Morgan and Bank of America Merrill Lynch that chimed in. Well, today it's Deutsche Bank saying, do not project. Those projections are way off in those financial plans. If you're projecting 5 to 6% returns per year from the bond market, I don't think they're even close to being what reality will be. But look, that's another matter for you and your financial planner. I think you're in a whole new paradigm. Deutsche Bank says today that the 35-year-old bull market in bonds is over, and the biggest mistake that retirees can make is projecting, using numbers from the past to project returns in the future, particularly in the bond market. Well, I showed some very graphic images in my newsletter over the weekend. No, they weren't beheadings or anything like this. One was the bludgeoning that the REIT sector took on Friday. I showed the Vanguard REIT ETF, absolutely butchered. I showed the utilities, absolutely clobbered. I used IDU, which is the iShares US Utilities ETF. And then I showed the comments that I've been making about these sectors. It's all documented in my app. I said back in June, late June of this year, here's a tweet that I sent out on this particular utilities ETF. I said, another new high for the utilities today, number 68 overall. This is another bubble that is forming. A week later, I sent out a tweet on that same exact ETF. By any valuation measure, utilities are relatively the most expensive sector in the entire market. Widows and orphans, beware. And I continued to warn, and I continued to warn, and then you saw what happened on Friday. And, of course, they've sold off a lot in advance, prior to Friday's big sell-off. Now, before you just start accusing me of putting out their problems, you know, a lot of people, I hear them talk about all their woes and problems in the market. No solutions. I want to hear some solutions. Well, I wrote an entire article about areas of the market that I'm pivoting to in the income arena. And you can go to Seeking Alpha. That article was printed, published last Saturday, and it was in my newsletter from the Saturday before this one. Here's some options that you might want to consider. Many of those options that I listed had dividend yields anywhere from 6 to 17%. And they're tightly managed. They need to be tightly managed going forward. Everything needs to be tightly managed. My lawn needs to be tightly managed. My hedge needs to be tightly managed. My vegetable garden needs to be tightly managed, and so does an income portfolio. You can't just keep doing the same old thing when the whole world around you is changing. And in fact, my income portfolio currently has an average dividend yield. If you average the yield of all 25 or whatever it is, I think it's 25 that I own, it comes in at about 8% right now. And it comes from areas outside the bond market, outside the REIT market, and outside the utilities market. The area that I want to address this week is the stock market and growth stocks. Will this rate hike, looming rate hike, out there somewhere on the horizon that we've been so afraid of for the last 2 years now, ever since the taper tantrum began, will it kill the bull market, which began back in March of 2009? I wrote in my March 27th newsletter, 2009, that a new bull market has been born. I have not rescinded that buy signal ever since then. I'm a market timer. I'm not a buy and holder. I'm not an asset allocator. And I know, I've heard it all, you can't time the market. I get a lot of those responses whenever I write an article about it. But those same critics, I guess, are willing to ride the market down over 50% and do nothing. In fact, they admit right up front, we're going to do nothing. We're not even going to try. And, of course, we had a 50 to 70% sell-off in the year 2000. In 2007, 2008, we had a north of 50% sell-off again. And if that's your thing, if you believe in staying fully invested all the time, more power to you. I do things a little bit differently. I've observed over my, this is my third decade in the business, everything's cyclical. You know, even things outside the market are cyclical. If you've noticed, the weather's cyclical. How was the weather in your neck of the woods? The ocean is cyclical.
There
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. All right, so we know that the market got clobbered on Friday. We know that the market is coming back a bit here today. Will a rate hike kill the bull that began in March of 2009? Well, let's take a look. What are the two main drivers of a bull market? Yes, the Fed does play a big role in a bull market. Don't get me wrong. The bull has been aided mightily by a very accommodative Fed. I don't think personally that we would have any growth coming in our economy were it not for the Fed. The little bit of paltry growth that we've been getting, which the White House seems to take credit for, has come from the Fed instead. There's been no fiscal policy whatsoever to help the economy. It's all been about interest rates and the Fed doing everything that they can possibly do. Would a quarter point hike kill what growth we do have? Well, in the end, the bull market comes down to two even bigger factors than the Fed, and that's the economy. Of course, the Fed has a big input into the economy. And even more important than that is earnings. The U.S. economy has been growing, although at a very slow pace, since 2009 when this bull market took hold. As of now, there are not any looming signals out there on the horizon that the economy is getting ready to go into recession. If you can see one, you can email one to me. Oh, there's a few weak reports here and there. But overall, if you take a look at all the major signs of the economy, they still point to future growth, albeit very, very slow. And I don't think that the Fed would be jawboning about the next interest rate hike if they thought that there was a recession right around the corner. Now, that would be absolutely crazy if the Fed themselves saw a recession and to continue talking about rate hikes and then actually hike rates. That would obviously be the tipping point. They continue, obviously, to see growth going forward, like I do in the economy, and that's why they're even talking about a rate hike right now. In addition to this, S&P 500 earnings have been growing every year since 2009. I cite my source in my newsletter every week. You can look it up. And that's been the main driver behind the seven-year-plus bull market. Yes, earnings have leveled off during 2015 and 2016, and I've said it many times, that's due to one of the big sectors in the S&P 500, the energy sector, having issues with the price of the commodity that they sell. But that commodity now seems to have stabilized somewhat in the $40 to $45 area in earnings. And, of course, the layoffs and the trimming that the energy companies have made have at least stopped earnings expectations from spiraling downwards in the energy sector. And as of right now, well, let's not get to that yet. Let's just take a look at a chart here. I know you can't look at it, but I'll describe it to you. It's a chart of earnings of the S&P 500, and it shows how they bottomed in 2009 at $59 per share. Then they went to 82, then they went to 88, and then they went to 96, and then they went to 102, 105, 115, 116. This year we're looking for $118 per share. Earnings of the S&P 500 have been growing, even despite leveling off here over the last 2 years since 2009. And that is one of the major reasons behind the bull market. And this leveling off in earnings is one of the big reasons why we've had such paltry returns in the market over the last 2 years. But now we obviously have to look ahead to next year. Well, as it stands right now, the consensus estimate for this year is about $118 per share in earnings for S&P 500. We have one quarter left to go in the year. The earnings estimates for next year, the consensus currently stands at $134 per share. That would be record earnings for the S&P 500, and it would be really nice growth over this year. And if we use a multiple appropriate, I'm using a 17.5 multiple on next year's forecast, that gives me a target price on the S&P of about $23.50. That means the market has a very nice 10.4% upside potential at the current time. Now, we haven't factored in a rate hike. What would that do to the $134 in earnings estimates? And what would it do to the multiple of the market? Well, a rate hike probably would have very little impact on the earnings. In fact, it might help the earnings of the financial sector and the banking sector. If anything, it would rein in the multiple a little bit. Maybe a half a point, bring it into 17 instead of 17.5. Well, that would still give the market a decent 8% upside potential over the next 12 to 15 months. Now, I can't find that kind of market potential upside anywhere else. I can't find it in the bond market. I can't find it in REITs. I can't find it in utilities. I can't find it in big blue chip stocks, but I can find it in, you know, the growth sectors of the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Russell 2000, the mid-cap index, etc. So I believe that despite the saber rattling on Friday by one Fed governor, I think it has very little impact on the target price that I've set, and that pretty much the consensus of analysts have set right now on the earnings for next year. So I see no other choice but to remain bullish on this current market, despite Friday's sell-off. I remain bearish on the overpriced and interest rate sensitive REITs, utilities, blue chips, and especially the bond market. But I said in my newsletter over the weekend that over the last 7 years, what's been the right thing to do in every big sell-off in the market? To buy it. That's been the right thing to do. And I see no reason why this sell-off on Friday, why the conclusion is not the same exact advice would be to, this presented you with another buying opportunity. Instead, you know what a lot of people want to do at a time like this? They want to sell this market because they're worried, they're nervous, they're scared. And if you would have sold over the last 7 years during this bull, you would have been wrong. If you would have sold every time you were nervous, you would have been wrong every single time because the market went on to new highs. Now, I don't just base that on opinion. I base it on the numbers. The numbers still show solid potential for earnings gains in 2017 versus 2016. And obviously, there are areas of the market within the market that have even higher upside potential than the overall market. And of course, that was another subject of my newsletter over the weekend. Where is the superior upside potential? Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about where we're at year to date in the markets, who's leading, who's lagging, and where I'm finding some of the superior opportunities in the market at the current time. But suffice it to say, Friday wasn't a fun day. It wasn't a fun day for anybody, unless you were short the market, of course. But those guys have just been buried. They've been absolutely buried over the last 7 years. The doomsday guys. And they were out in quantity on Saturday and Sunday. They know when the headlines of the market are bad, that's the time to put their ads out there on Google AdWords and whatever else with their doomsday predictions. And I had a few people write to me, Bill, what do you think of this guy? He's saying the market's going to crash any time now. My usual response is he's been saying that now for the last 10 years. He's been saying that for the last 15 years. He's been wrong. What would make him right this time? Well, these guys are going to be right at some point in the future. That's why I'm a market timer. I do believe that at some point in the future, the economy will start to slip into recession. Earnings will start to recede on the S&P 500, and it will be time to protect and do something a little bit different. But I don't believe that now is that time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Now, you can find all kinds of opinions on this market. I'm seeing, you know, lots of them. Here's one: a correction is coming, and nothing can be done to stop it. And I see ads here for the big crash, Dow to lose 80% this year. I see another guy; he says the Dow's headed for 50,000. Listen, you can listen to any kind of guru or analyst or research guy that you want to. You'll probably find somebody that agrees with you, no problem. I'm just chiming in on what I read into the market right now, given the facts that are out there. The S&P 500 is up 6.5% so far this year. Not a very good year in the market so far. That's because we had a leveling off in earnings this year once again, but we're expected to begin growing again next year, which would be very nice. The NASDAQ is now up about 4.8% for the year. The oil market up 25.4%. I continue to see the best value in the market in the energy sector. Gold is up 25% on the year, the commodity. I don't like it, though. Gold would not do well in a Fed tightening mode. Had we only just put everything in Brazil, put it all on red at the beginning of the year, Brazil's up 66% so far this year. Looking at the technicals of the market, the S&P 500 broke out finally about 4 weeks ago to new all-time highs, and it broke out of that resistance level that it couldn't get through for about 18 months. We've pulled back to the breakout level. That can be bullish for the market sometimes. The NASDAQ or the Dow Jones Industrial Average has done the same thing. It finally broke through that resistance level that it could not get through. And now it's pulled back kind of to its breakout point once again, which again is not unusual. The breakout point usually serves as the new support level, and at least we're seeing that today in the market. The NASDAQ also did the same thing. It pulled back to below its breakout point. Again, that can be a bullish pattern. I still don't like Europe. The emerging markets I do like, and I've mentioned many times I like China, and I like India, those two markets. Gold, I don't like. The dollar continues to soften. However, the Fed has probably put a bottom here underneath the dollar with their hawkish talk. That would be bullish for the dollar. It would be bearish for commodities, and it would be bearish for multinational companies that sell from America and have to bring it back in U.S. dollars. Those companies, for the most part, are expensive anyways already because of the dividends that they pay and the tremendous demand there was for these types of stocks earlier this year. I think U.S. stocks are still the place to be. I think the small and mid-cap stocks, which have been left behind a little bit, you know, I would say the story of the first 6 to 7 months of this year, the dividend chase was on. Oh my gosh, I have never seen anything like it. It's like all those British hunters on their horses with their guns and the bloodhounds leading them to the prey. Well, that's the scenario we had earlier this year with dividend seekers trying to blast a good dividend and bag it in their portfolio. The problem is the opportunities became more narrow and more narrow until everything had pretty much been bagged in those few categories, utilities, REITs, and the bond market, the traditional areas, and the large cap dividend paying stocks. Now, you know, the smart hunters were selling, in my opinion, back in early July, and were pivoting to other areas, sometimes in a rampage. You know, I've seen that in fishing. Someone will, or the reports will be that the fish are at this location, the tuna are at this location. Everybody will go barreling out there to that location, and they'll forget about or not explore some of the side locations that everybody's leaving behind. Maybe smaller schools of fish, but more fishable for the little guys in the private boats than where the fleet is fishing. When the fleet is fishing in a spot, it gets fished out pretty quick. Not only that, you've got all these migratory fish that all of a sudden got 100 boats above them. They're going to move. They're going to get out of there. What the heck is going on here? We can't even get through all the baits that are in the water here, and they'll move. And that's the same way it happens in the stock market. With so many people fishing in the REIT sector, with so many people fishing in the utility sector, and of course they were bagging fish. Look, no question about it. REITs put in a stunning performance over the last 5 years. Utilities put in an unreal performance. But they were outsized performances, way beyond the norm. They have to come back more towards the mean. And they were way beyond, I mean way beyond, any type of logical valuation. So anyways, that's my story for this week. I spent a lot of time on the newsletter. Of course, we had that Friday sell-off that I had to go in deep and analyze and cogitate and think about and look at charts and look at projections going into next year. And those are the conclusions that I've come to this week. And of course, I write my newsletter every single week, third decade of writing the newsletter. Of course, it's changed along the way, but it's in its current form, Best Stocks Now newsletter. You can sign up by going to GundersonCapital.com. Now, I would just warn you that if you have your financial planner and your asset allocator has given you projections of what you can expect from your asset allocation portfolio going forward, read the Deutsche Bank article today about the bond market and about how far off those projections could be. If you're using any kind of historical numbers on projections going forward, they're going to be way off. Man, I think you've got to be looking in other areas of the market outside of the herd where the herd is shopping, and you would see a very eclectic mix of tightly managed stocks in my income portfolio right now. You can contact us. We have income strategies, and we have obviously growth strategies. They're all very, very tightly managed on a daily basis. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.